Every single day I feel it.
Artlist IO.
Every single day I feel the pressure. Double up the weight, let's make it extra. Working so my mother get a rest, yeah. Working like I never knew I'm blessed, yeah. Every single day I feel the pressure.
Welcome back to the William Made Up Show here live. That one studio. It's your boy C-Rock in the building. Let's go. Another great guest. This is a repeat guest. This is a friend of mine, but I had to bring her on because she's on a new journey. Different phase. Life is about seasons. You know, we go through seasons of our lives, and some people don't believe in multiple lives. And I don't know how people can argue with that, because I feel like I've lived probably 6-7 lives already. Maybe I only have 2 left now, MJ. So, you know, we go through different seasons, and the question on the wall behind me can change depending on the season that we're in. And so that's why I love to have repeat, especially friends of mine, come back on the show. Those that are making an impact, those that have overcome like crazy, crazy obstacles in their lives, whether it's health, relationship, where they came from. And you know, that's the story of Melissa Jackson, also affectionally known as MJ. Do you still go by MJ?
Yeah, my first name is spelled really uniquely, so that makes it so it's easier for people to find me as well. But either way, it works just fine.
Awesome. Okay. I make sure it didn't change since the last time I called you MJ. So Melissa is an international motivational speaker, best-selling author, commercial real estate advisor, and consultant. She's working on some interesting projects now. And we met through back in the day, right prior to COVID, there was a 10X mentorship group. And I joined it just to be around more people because I'm in a small town. And I just wanted to meet some people that were interested in growing their businesses, growing their lives, becoming better people, and reaching and striving to get to the, you know, towards their potential. And MJ and I met there. And then we, of course, went to the 10X Growth Con. We got to meet in person before. And you know, look, she's just an awesome, awesome lady, awesome person. And I want to introduce you guys to her. If you didn't see the other episode she was on, MJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's always such a pleasure to connect with you, C-Rock. And like, you're a big brother to me, so it's always a pleasure to come on your show too. So honor is all mine.
Awesome. Well, listen, wait a minute. Before we go any further, and this show is never perfect, your microphone has a little bit of an echo. Is there different functions or features on that microphone?
Is that better?
It sounds really like echoey. Okay.
Hold up.
Yeah, change it. Does it have a mode that you can change? And guys, this is some behind the scenes. You get to see behind the scenes with C-Rock and MJ here. So yeah, got it. Yep, much better. All right, cool. So cool. Yeah, and we're laid back here, you know that. So my audience chills with us. They're part of us. So MJ, I'm going to ask you the question, and I know the answer is going to be different this time probably. So mm-hmm. It's always interesting to hear. What are you made of?
I'd say I'm made out of resilience and standing on a massive desire to never die with regrets. So yeah. What I mean by that is meaning what you say, standing on business when you make a declaration in life on what you stand for, which I've already gone through my mission statement before last time I was on this show. But life has a funny way of testing you and seeing if you really mean it. And I think I'm made of standing on that business when life tests you on that. I also think, and I've heard this from other people based on how I'm building things in commercial real estate, because I've been in that industry for 10 years, is I also am made of wanting to break people out of the matrix, break people out of small thinking, break people out of self-limiting beliefs, break people out of sitting there and thinking that it's not possible for them or the limitations that other people put on them. Because a lot of the times people, they'll tell you you can't do something, is because they accepted that mental prison for themselves. So I try to lead by example to go and accomplish those things, even to lead those who are telling me I can't do it. And then also to help lift those who are ready to create and change their lives. And that's something I've been very, very intentional in doing. And it wasn't until recently someone was like, that's kind of like doing the matrix with these people. I'm like, that's yeah. Cool. You got to think about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's really funny is that once you start, one of the things I always talk about, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and the environment that you keep. Mm-hmm. And once you get your environment optimized, I'll call it, I don't have people around me anymore that tell me I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I know that could be a fuel for a lot of people, but I don't need that fuel anymore. That's a dirty fuel. Mm-hmm. I think that as you optimize your engine, you become from a Ford Taurus or Ford, Ford Escort, the old Ford Escorts, mm-hmm. to a Ferrari engine, you need higher octane fuel. And mm-hmm. so the funny thing is, like, I haven't even thought about that in a while, about people telling me I can't do something because I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to, we got to be careful not to forget that there's people still in those environments.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it comes down to your point of the fuel, right? So people will use that fuel, and sometimes it can be great kindling, right? It can be great kindling to have someone tell you that you can't do something. But what happens if you dump too much gasoline on a fire? You can burn something down. It's very easy to become the person that you hate trying to defeat the enemy. You don't beat the enemy if you become them and become bitter, resentful, angry, trying to get revenge yourself in the pursuit of overcoming what they say you can't do. But what you can do is you can look at it and say, okay, I'm going to go and overcome this obstacle that people are telling me, like Elon Musk is a great example, going to Mars, right? So many people think it's not possible. What happens when you break that barrier to the minds of so many people that have tried to limit him throughout the years? That's how you free people out of the mental prison that they may not be aware that they're in. So that's really how I think you create that transformation, and something that, as I look at my life now, I'm even more so focused on trying to do to the best of my ability. I'm not Elon Musk, but I'm going to try.
Yeah. And what I'm about to say is not literal. Obviously it's figuratively. And nowadays you got to be careful with all this stuff, but you like from when I first met you, I guess it was on the Zoom calls we used to have, right? Before I met you in person, I just noticed something about you, and this can annoy a lot of people. And I have the same thing, by the way. And they're annoyed because they don't have them. Mm. But you got a lot of balls. and I noticed this about you. Like, you're not afraid to say something. You're not afraid to speak up. We're at GrowthCon. You're not afraid to stand up and say, hey, I have a question in the event. You know, like, you're a disruptor. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to disturb the environment. And where did that come from? Like, where did that start for you? Have you always been like that as a little girl? Or is it some of the things you went through that turned you into, like, fuck it, I don't care. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
I think it's a mixture of both. So I like to follow rules a lot, and I listen to almost everything that everyone says. But I also understand that we're flawed human beings, and I've never had a model figure per se when I was growing up or anything like that. Like, I realized very young, as we all do, but very, very young, that my parents definitely didn't have the answer. No one around me had the answer, and that came from being self-educated from the age 9 up. So I learned, you learn from everybody, but you understand you don't idolize anybody, and you always audit yourself because you don't know everything, but you also audit everybody else because sometimes they're bought into limiting beliefs. And that's where you break through and you make that transition. So I follow a lot of rules, but also at the end of the day, when it comes to me and trying to be a disruptor, it's like, okay, I can see that I can disrupt right here, and it's going to be for the greater good. It's going to be to help break people through the mental prison that they have in themselves. It's going to create a bigger vision, a bigger impact. There's a lot of things that I'll listen to in this world, but I won't listen to somebody tell me that I can't do something, because chances are every single thing that I plan out in my life, I'm like 10 years into the future. Like, I've planned every single thing almost to the T, very meticulously. And then that's why I feel comfortable going and disrupting. That, and also I think it helps people understand that they need to stand up and speak their voice as well. So a lot of very quiet people that are surrounded by people that know much less than them, the only difference is they don't believe in themselves enough to speak.
Yeah, so we're the same with, we had a lot of balls, but we're different in the fact that I'm not a rule follower. Like, I'll follow my own rules. And I'm also not afraid to, I'm going to encourage you to do this too. Screw the rules. So create your own rules, right? Based on your mission, but also don't be afraid to change your mind. Mm-hmm. Like we don't need a license to operate. We don't need permission to change our mind. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but you've done that too. So you say you're a rule follower. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Based on what I know of you, I think that's horseshit.
I follow these very, very well. I follow the guidelines, and when the guidelines don't make sense, and I'm like, hey, there's another way to do this. There's another way to systematize this. And that's what I'm good at seeing, is like, okay, this is the current pattern and how operation of a company works, for instance. This is the current pattern of operations. I'll follow the rules, and then I'll see the pitfalls. Okay, we should do this different, this different, this different, this different, this different. But I follow in compliance until I'm like, okay, I can see a bigger vision. So I'm not one that just goes out there and is like, to hell with it, but I will break the model 100%, especially once I understand the model. I got into management positions when I was 15, so that's kind of always been my thing, is I'll do what I need to do, and then I'll overhaul it to make it better.
Yeah. All right, I got you. All right, so let's revisit your story for those that don't know who you are, that hadn't heard the other episodes and what have you. Mm-hmm. Let take us back, man. What's the story?
Back in the day. So my mission statement started off when I was 14 years old. I had zero education from the age 9 up. Last thing I was taught was how to multiply fractions. Came from a very challenging background. Much love now. Everything's good. Just a lot of drugs and everything involved. And I was self-educated from the age 9 up. Worked 4 jobs, put myself through college while building a business. And then at the age of 25, found out I have an incurable neurological condition that I still struggle with that can leave me bedridden. And that had 12 surgeries back to back, including brain surgery within a year and a half long period. I did all of that while still building the business, building Inspire. I've been able to share stages with Floyd Mayweather, John Maxwell, Les Brown, Matthew Knowles, a bunch of other amazing speakers. I've been featured in Times Square in New York. I've done a best-selling author. And then I've also now have my own commercial real estate office that I'm working on expanding nationally in collaboration with EXP Commercial as well. So things have been great, but it definitely has not always been that way. I came from very humble beginnings of being almost homeless to flipping purses from Goodwill in my car in between meetings to sitting there and just trying to choose a roof over my head or if I'm going to pay for my rent or my medical bills to also having figured out that my right shoulder was completely separated for 17 years and reconstructed in 2021. Like nothing in life has been easy. The only thing that's been consistent is resilience and understanding that there's a bigger calling.
Yeah. Well, don't you think life would be boring without the shit that we went through?
I think so. You know, I mean, I've got some interesting chapters, but yeah, it would be, and you wouldn't be the person. Like a lot of people, they're like, oh, I want to go back to how it was before COVID, or I want to go back to 2022. And the truth of the matter is that person, that version of you that didn't go through everything that you've been through, they wouldn't be able to handle 2024. They wouldn't. There's no going back. And if you did go back, that person would fall and they would collapse probably day one. So I'm grateful for a lot of the things that I've learned throughout the years, especially from my younger years of being resourceful and being able to educate myself. That has literally saved my life and has made it so that I can actually go out there and disrupt things much better because I can educate myself and I'm always looking for insights and knowledge and different ways of thinking things. But I'm all for the challenges, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Great perspective, though. Like you, the person that you were back then would not work right now. Yeah, I like that perspective. Now, we like to get vulnerable and transparent on the show, and I like to teach people lessons based on what we went through. It's not all about business, right?
Yeah.
And you're in new seasons of your life and relationship-wise, too. And, you know, what lessons have you learned from the days that you were married to now and what you went through? And what can we, talk about and share with people that you've learned, you know, through your journey to maybe help people get through or skip some of the things that you've went through.
Yeah. And I haven't really talked about, you know, that stuff publicly and I don't wish anybody but the best.
Of course.
I would say a big thing for me is when you're on this entrepreneurial journey, I'll just focus on self-accountability standpoint of things. It's important to look at your life and make sure that you remember why you're doing what you're doing. That's a very important factor. You can get lost in the glitz and the glam and all of those things very, very easily, but remember what you're building things for. The next thing I would say is if you're building a family or building a lot of those networks and those connections, understand that sometimes things are just for a season. Just because it always has been that way, that's always been a connection, that doesn't mean that you can't grow to two different ways. But I'm a firm believer, and this is a quote from Grant Cardone, is he says, I'll give up anything for you, but I won't give up my dreams. So I'm a firm believer in entrepreneurs of people just understanding that in life as a whole, that if you give up on your dreams, which I think a lot of people do, you're going to have resentment towards one another. So I would encourage people as they're building something to understand that no matter who it is in your life, you cannot sell out on yourself or else that's self-treason. So that may come with some uncomfortable endings, that may come up with some really challenging conversations, that may come up with some disturbing decisions to a lot of people or towards yourself to disrupt your entire life. But there's nothing in this world that tastes better than knowing that you know what you stand for, that you didn't commit self-treason, and you know that you're still on the path of what you were made to do on this planet, and that you made sure that you did not sell out to yourself. Because I've been on that deathbed because they had just operated on a girl before I had my brain surgery and they were scared to give it to me because they had just made a lady that was 19 years old, brain dead, brand new baby mother. I've been on that bed, not knowing if I was going to survive, knowing that I committed self-treason, knowing to everybody else's view I was successful, but to my own, I didn't and I played small. So I would encourage anybody that really wants to look in the mirror and figure out where they're at to look in that mirror and keep in mind You can fake everybody out, but don't fake yourself out. And do not commit self-treason. That is nothing but a long game of pain.
Yeah. And when I ask that question, that's phenomenal. So when I ask that question, though, I know you're the type of person that's 100% responsibility person. And I, you know, obviously don't get, we never get into this show bashing anyone. So let's continue on that journey here of 100% responsibility. Like when you're in that situation in a relationship, right, and you have your dreams, looking back, right, do you think there's any time, because I'm reflecting, you know, for myself here, do you think there's ever a time where you weren't clear on your communication and making sure that your dreams were elaborated enough or clearly defined or clearly communicated to your partner?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. Those things. And then also, I think there's an understanding of what it's going to take to get to the dreams, how that's going to take into it. And I made a video about this years ago, but I think it's a question that everyone should ask themselves. Everyone wants to be a leader, but you have to ask yourself if you're somebody worth following, right? Are you somebody worth following, which means leading by example? But I also think there's times where you just, maybe you're not clear enough about it. So that's what causes it. It's like, okay, well, your goals are over here. I'm not going to ask you to sell out on your dreams. Mine are over here. We're not going to ask me to sell out on my dreams. So we're growing apart. And that's just how it is. So it can be in the beginning. It can be in the pursuit. It can be in all of it. Truly, it's just a matter of understanding and being able to accept that the true definition of love, in my opinion, is to love somebody regardless to where they're at, who they're with, and if they're with you or not. I can love people from a distance, and I can love people that are on a different journey than me. And I'm trying to remember who it is, but it's the saying that if you see a beautiful flower, don't pick it, leave it there so that it can grow, otherwise it'll kill it. And I'm a big believer in understanding that and accepting that love is never changing a person. So whether that was a grow apart in the beginning, just because you had different priorities, or a grow apart in the end, who knows when the miscommunication took place. Yeah. However, certainly.
Yeah. And then there's a subconscious thing that people do in relationships, which I am very aware of. And I've been married almost 21 years now, coming up next month. And you know, a lot of people don't work on themselves and they don't take care of themselves as good, okay, as they do once they split up.
Yeah.
And then they start like, ooh, I gotta look. Like, this happens subconsciously, right? This isn't necessarily, you know, a conscious decision sometimes. And then after people split up, then they're like, oh, I gotta get in shape. I gotta take care of myself. I gotta, you know, step up my game in all aspects for outward appearance, not just internal, internal too.
Yeah.
And so one thing I'm very hyper aware of for myself is I make sure that like I'm taking care of myself so that I'm the best version of myself while I'm still in this relationship.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm like complacent, letting go, let myself go. And then that leads to the end of the relationship. And then when it's done, then I'm going to pick it up because I got to go find a new mate or new partner, new relationships, whatever. What was your experience with that part?
So for myself, I mean, I think there's things I could have definitely worked on, but I did the bikini competition right before the split. I was already building 0 to 6-figure businesses. I was working a lot, so I probably could have done better on work-life balance. But overall, and I've always been a big advocate for self-development, therapy, all of those kinds of things. And I think a big time that flipped for me was probably 2016, 2017, is when I really started getting into it because of that question. Again, what are you somebody worth following? So I was leading the best example that I could at that particular time and taking care of myself as good as I possibly could then. And I think that's self-discipline. That's self-love. Like at the end of the day, that's how you do lose things. That's how you lose relationships, is you take them for granted. And you have to make sure that you're continuing to grow and hope that they're on the same path to grow with you. But that's where that change happens. It's not you need to change. It's also, am I being the best version of myself? And then when that happens, do our goals align?
Yeah. And then, so what's life been like after that, as far as other relationships and the dating scene, and what's it like to go back into that world? I know you're focused on your business, but yeah, what's it like now? Because I've been with my wife, like dating and everything, like 24 years now.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it's like out there.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I never knew what the hell a situationship was until I got on TikTok and I was like, what is a situationship? Like, what? That was a thing. But anyways, it's definitely an interesting thing out there. And I haven't been heavily pursuing it too much because the way that I see it is I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to put myself out there. And I don't know what that highest level of me wants. And it's not fair to a future mate until I figure that out. That's one thing I did a lot of reflecting on. What does the Melissa that is where I want to be want in a relationship? And since I'm not that person, I'm not going to fully know that. So I've just been really heavily working on myself, my finances, my business, my growth when it comes to launching all these things, which have been very long visions that I've been working on for multiple years and all of that stuff. And then elevating myself to get surrounded more by the people that I want to be in that kind of dynamic with and stuff like that. But also you learn so much. Like there's two different ways of growing. There's growing alone. And I'm perfectly okay with being by myself. I spent a lot of my younger years alone, so I'm like, perfect. But I've also been in long-term relationships, like, you know, almost 17 years back to back, and I'm relatively young. So there's growth you can do alone, and then there's growth that you have to do with other people. So I'm like, okay, I think I've done a lot of growth by myself. Now I'm willing to dip my toe into it, but I have standards. I have expectations. I know what I want. I have a list of what I want, and I need to make sure that when I have that list ready, that the person that I wants a person like me. You don't want to be the person showing up toxic to the thing. You don't want any of that stuff. So internet stuff, it's a joke. You got people trying to scam. It's genders attacking genders. It's really stupid. There's a bunch of people that are like, oh, I'm just going to go and get with him because he's rich. Or men are like, oh, yeah, I want to go get me just a housewife that doesn't have any social media. And I'm like, this whole gender war thing is silly and it is brain numbing, honestly. But I know that the person that I'm going to end up with is not going to probably be into that kind of stuff. I just need to focus on myself and building that person that can not be toxic in that kind of dynamic and make sure I'm bringing my value.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that stuff. And
for sure.
And then going into the business side, you know, you're changing seasons right now. You kind of pivoted recently, and you know, take us through that journey, like what you were doing, and then what emotions and thoughts were coming to your head when you were still in that past situation since you used that word before? And then how did you, what was the catalytic moment for you to come to the decision where you're like, nah, screw this. I'm going out and I'm going to do this other thing now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love everybody that I've worked with over multiple years. And I think a lot of that I have to be grateful for, especially this past year and a half of my season of life, is a lot of great mentors. A lot of great business leaders, influencers, including people that I used to work with. I absolutely love them to death. That were definitely there for me for the season of the transition personally. But I've always felt like I was meant for something big. And I've always felt like it was my responsibility ever since day one, but really ever since I started doing motivational speaking. And I had that, you know, potentially deathbed moment where I was like, okay, I'm successful in outsiders' views, but I want to do motivational speaking and business coaching, that I wanted to do something bigger with my life. So Inspire, with my speaking side, grew so much. I did an event with around 58,000 people. That was just myself last July on Zoom, which was insane. We have a huge database. We're launching and automating all of that stuff, and that's going very well. And it got really large, and then commercial real estate as well at the same time. So the perfect time just kind of collided where I was like, okay, now it's time to merge the two worlds. And I did this very strategically, and it was heartbreaking to do because I had to leave a lot of people that I love, but my mission was bigger. And they understood that and were supportive of that too. My mission was bigger. Some may have said, you know, that's not possible, or you shouldn't do that, or whatever that might be. Not necessarily people in my circle, but, you know, externally, because it's a different thing in this industry. I'm a small town, right? So anyways, I merged commercial real estate, and then I merged Inspire, and it's worked out very, very well. It's what I've planned on doing for years, between the motivational speaking and business consulting and coaching. With commercial real estate, I've consulted Fortune 500 companies, how they enter into a market, how they site select, where they put their stores, how they don't cannibalize themselves. It's all of that strategic planning. And then with Inspire and consulting, I overhaul companies that are just starting I helped a person build a business and a company within about 30 minutes and monetize immediately. To companies that are million and plus operations that need to overhaul their operations, their systems, their training modules, their employee handbooks, all of that stuff, and everything in between, and then tie that into the commercial sector to speaking on major stages, because that's where the speakers also want to speak at, is these big Fortune 500 companies that I've been working with. So I've got tie-in and connections from that, from the franchisors or from the real estate directors that have worked with these franchises forever. So it's always been the big vision, bringing heart, bringing motivation, insight, actual resources and tools and strategies and ways that you can economically make money, and combining business strategies together. I don't want to just be another motivational speaker that goes up on stage and makes everybody cry. I want to help transform people's lives and bring it to the point where it's more emotional, it's more motivated, it's more human in business, while at the same time elevating the way that they can actually make a difference in their life and transform their lives. So the two of those have combined beautifully together.
Yeah. And you know, when I'm going my separate ways from the mortgage and real estate business into what we're doing now with that one agency and that one system, there's times where I'm going through this and it's not easy all the time. It's not as fast as I want. It's not, doesn't go as big as I want as fast. And, there's hurdles and different things. And sometimes you have to take a step back income wise, right? Mm-hmm. Or net worth wise, and take some of your capital and invest into yourself and your business. And yeah. While I'm going through that, I don't always feel like the same, C-Rock when I'm going to push stuff out on social. I don't feel like that same fire, because I'm like in a season right now where I'm learning still more stuff, right? I'm trying new things. Some things fail. A lot of things fail. A lot of things work. Actually, little works, more fail. And while I'm doing that, I don't really feel like motivating people.
No.
Right? Have you gone through that that kind of emotional roller coaster a little bit with it, where it's like, I don't feel like telling people what they should be doing and this and that. I'm going to go build this first, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to share what I did.
Yeah. A lot of that was last year. And as a speaker, sometimes I think that there's a lot of guilt that comes into that. But what I realized is that there's a time for listening and learning, and then there's a time for talking and teaching. And there's not going to be any talking and teaching if there's no listening and learning. And that's what I spent a lot of last year doing, was listening, learning, adapting, pivoting, growing the businesses on both sides of them, automating them so that they collaborate in together, going in there and risking and betting everything on myself, which is what I've done. Essentially for the past year and a half, is bet on myself. I got into a car accident right before I decided to transition with my personal life. They didn't know if I needed to get another brain surgery or not. Bet on myself. Shut down one company so I can just operate two. Bet on myself. And then transition and merge the two companies, which is a very big bet on myself, a very big bet on myself, because of the fact that they're two different worlds. A lot of people in commercial real estate had no idea I did speaking. Everyone in speaking had no idea that I worked with Fortune 500 companies in commercial real estate. So merging the two of them together, and it gets difficult. Sometimes you got to learn, and sometimes you have to not talk. And then sometimes what you do get to share and you do get to motivate is what you're learning through and going through. And that's where the phase that I'm going to, where I'm like, okay, I just got my keys for my office. I'm winning national accounts. I've got a database of around 350,000 people. I've got major speaking events lining up. I'm still learning, still investing my capital, still going, and expanding. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then I've got multiple other little branch satellite locations that I'm working on launching for commercial real estate as well. And I replaced all my income for commercial real estate within 1 month with coaching and consulting clients that are very happy. So if there's anything that I've learned, it's I can bet on myself. And one of my favorite lines is, a bird never relies on the strength of a branch. It relies on its ability to fly should that branch break.
Yeah, buddy. I like that. All right. So I got so many questions on this. We're limited on time here. All right. So let's do this. As we wind down here, what's the vision from here? Like, what is, you know, obviously visions evolve and they change, and we change our minds, as I mentioned earlier. So what, like in a perfect world, if I could snap my fingers and make it happen, what does that look like for you going forward?
So moving forward, I want financial independence where I don't have to work for the money. I love working, but I never want to be at the whim medically ever again on what doctors I get to pick. I want to have a happy, fulfilling personal life and all of that standpoint. And then I want to be also like the female Tony Robbins when it comes to motivational speaking. I want to overhaul on the commercial real estate sector, the entire commercial real estate division. and the way that it's taught, particularly for retail. I've had a lot of great mentors along the way. Statistically, it has about a 90% failure rate, and that includes people born into it, and that includes people that come from a lot of money. I came from none of that. So in 2013, when I started off in commercial real estate for retail, I kept copious diary notes, like this filing cabinet times about four, of every single thing that I learned basically every single day for the past 11 years. And now what I'm doing is I'm teaching people, I'm overhauling training systems, I'm getting it so that they can learn how to get these accounts so they're not sitting there being isolated from an industry that can be very, very much kind of like, okay, it's just us and not very sharing, if you will, of the knowledge, because it is such a steep learning curve, and opening up those doors for people. And I want to transform that across the U.S. And so far, it seems like it's working very well. I'll take on national accounts and I'll be like, okay, here's somebody I trained in Washington, and we're going to go ahead and have them be your boots on the ground. And then I'll still stay as your main point of contact and operate as a master broker as we roll out all these franchises and everything within the market. I also want to help bridge that gap. My biggest thing is I can stand my foot in poverty, and I can stand my foot and communicate with people that have private jets and all of those things. I want to bridge that education gap. I want to bridge that connection gap. I want to bridge that so that we're united. It's not about politics, not about anything, but it's the understanding that us divided is not going to create a transition. It's going to be us combined. And how do we make it so both sides can communicate and understand one another properly? And a lot of that means providing education to both sides, education to those that don't come from money on how they make money as well.
Man, good stuff, Melissa. Good stuff. Guys, if you want to go deeper with MJ, where's the best place you want to send people? Because, you know, you got your social handles, you got your website. Where do you want to send people?
You can find me at mjacksoninspire.com. So that will lead you. We're rebranding that website right now. And then you can also find me on anywhere on social media, Melissa Jackson, M-A-L-L-I-S-A, Jackson. And then you can also find me, if you're looking into real estate stuff, it's mjpcre.com for commercial real estate.
All right. And all that'll be in the show notes. MJ, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always great to talk to you, chop it up with you. And I'm always rooting for you. You know that, right?
Yes. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure. Pleasure every single time. Thanks so much for having me on here.
Awesome. All right. Hang tight while I wrap this up. Listener, listen. Make sure you go like, subscribe, keep coming back, listening to the new episodes. We're bringing a wide variety of people from different industries to make sure that we remind you that the key is persistence, vision, and then persistence. And everybody goes through their hurdles, their setbacks, their obstacles. But it's those we keep hearing this reoccurring theme of persistence. So I'm going to keep doing that for you. I need your help, though. So make sure you continue to follow my content on Instagram at Mikey C. Rock. Engage with us there and also listen to the show. And share it with others that need these messages. And until next time, it's your boy C-Rock signing off from That One Studio on the What Are You Made Of Show. Be that one.
Music licensing reimagined.